Hi, Deke.
How are you, sir?
Pretty good.
Fine. Just a couple of things I'd like to mention to you, if I could. You instructed that I bring to your personal attention the investigative reports on Macy, John Macy, Abe Fortas, Don Cook, and Leroy Collins Sr. What I'm doing, sir, is I've dictated just a few little notes to Mildred, attaching them to the investigative reports, which are in sealed envelopes, and I'll send them down to you, but all you have to do is just look at the cover memo, which is very short, in one paragraph. But they are the investigative reports in case you want to look at them.
Is there any problem?
No, sir, none whatsoever. Abe, of course, as you knew, had back in the early 40s, many, many years ago, questionable associates and some questionable memberships. On Don Cook, his brother belonged to the Communist Party back in the early 40s.
God almighty.
But that's no particular problem.
I never heard he had a brother.
Yes, he worked for one of the rubber shops in Escanaba, Michigan. A couple of things I'd like to mention to you, Mr. President.
Good.
We understand from a very reliable source that Barry Goldwater had dinner the other night on the 17th, three nights ago, at a local Washington restaurant with Bobby Baker. And considerable cheerfulness and a lot of handshaking and so on, but no comments were overheard at the time. I thought I'd look into that a little bit thorough to make sure to find out where exactly that had occurred or not.
That's interesting. They used to be friends. Walter told me they stayed up all night two or three times drinking together, and that. But in light of what he said, I wouldn't think that. I wouldn't think they were very friendly, or if they had been, I wouldn't think they would be, because, but that's amusing.
Yes, sir. I'll check into it further.
All right, now, how's the boss feel? I was kind of concerned about that statement and about his feeling that somebody was being unfair and trying to be personally critical to him. I don't think that's very general opinion at all.
Yes, sir.
And I didn't know what to say about it. I started to say that I thought that they demonstrated a very exceptional application and diligence and concern with the laws of the land and done a very fine job in that field.
Yes, sir.
I regretted to see these differences appear because everybody in retrospect can look back and see if something might have been done that would change things, but there's no use of trying to divide America and blame anybody for something that was unavoidable.
Yes, sir.
And I figured, well, that'll just make somebody else come back and answer back and forth. And what we need to try to pull them together now instead of divide them, and I would, if I were you, try to use your whatever counseling they do with you to let him know that the only way that anybody gets any advertisement that he has been made any mistake is for him to advertise it himself.
Yes, sir.
Because what they say don't nobody pays any attention to.
Right.
What he says kind of draws attention to it.
Right.
Now, that's my judgment.
Yes,
I don't think anybody, I don't think one, I don't think two people out of 100, in whatever groups they're in, outside of some of your super extreme shadowy groups, I don't believe that two out of 100 would find anything to criticize by his operation. They all have great confidence in it.
Right.
I think you ought to boost him up that way. We all get to feel sorry for ourselves once in a while and feel like somebody's picking on us, picking at us, and sometimes people do.
He was outraged at the criticism by Martin Luther King. And
well, that's right, but he knows Martin Luther King.
Yes, sir.
I mean, he knows him better than anybody in the country, and there's no reason why he ought to get in a fight with argument with him.
Right.
I mean, he just advertised it, and he that's something we've got to take awfully careful measurements of. I just don't know what the answer, and he doesn't when he doesn't come see him, and I invited him to come see me yesterday, and he wasn't with that group, and I think that's very odd if the president asked him to come in and talk about problems. If you're really interested in him, you haven't got time to come see the president.
He was down in the Bahamas at a very lavish resort place with a couple of his henchmen. And supposedly writing a speech in acceptance of the Nobel Peace Prize. And they claim that's why he wasn't here.
Well, the main thing, what did you find anything else about anything that would, of these people we've talked about, Fortas and Clifford and Cook and our present people there, does Cook stand up pretty well and look better, generally speaking?
Yes, sir. There were 63 people all total interviewed concerning him, past associates, friends, references, business acquaintances, and those favorable to him in business, and those competitive with him. And they all recommended him very highly.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, you know, you're going to have to work with him.
Yes, sir.
And he might go to Treasury. He might go there where you are.
Yes, sir.
Or he might not go anywhere. He doesn't want to come anywhere. But I'm just trying to think, put people on a team that we can work together. Now, Abe is not going to do it.
Yes, sir.
Whatever his setup is. I think maybe we could get Clark, and I think maybe we could get the continuance of what we have. I haven't talked to either one of them about it.
Yes, sir.
But my own general feeling at the moment is that I ought to pursue and try to force Cook to it. He will. Now, maybe you ought to go the other, one of the other routes. You have any feeling?
Frankly, I don't know the man, Mr. President. Of course, Clark or Abe would be excellent men because we know them and have dealt with them before. But I don't know this man, Cook. However, his investigation, as I say, did bear up very well.
What about, do you have any personal reaction to Weisel? Would he be too old?
Eddie Weisel would be one of the finest men in the world if he would take it. He would back you up 100%, and he would be the greatest thing we ever had in there. He would be a terrific man. He has sound common sense and great patience and forbearance. He would understand the racial problems, and he would not shoot from the hip like we've had in there before.
I'll just have to talk to you. Now, don't you mention this to a human, except your boss, but let's stay pretty close on these things.
All right.
Because we're going to have to work at them a long time.
All right, so you told me to check out, and I'll send you a little note on this, because I know that you certainly don't want to, can't listen to it and remember all these things, but you told me to be sure and check on the people in the Department of Justice who had gone up and
yep.
campaigned
yep.
for a certain man, and then was coming back.
Yep.
There are four of them all total that left the campaign. Two of them are back at the present time, and a third one plans to come back in the near future, and the fourth one is uncertain. Now, I have those names, and I can send them down to you in a little sealed envelope.
Do that. Give them to Bill Moyer. Tell him that I want him to talk to the man about it. I've already told him that I don't want that. And just tell him that not to come from you, but just say that we understand from sources that are reliable. Because some of the people on the Hill have talked to us about it.
All right.
And tell Bill Moyer to take action on it, and I'll talk to him in the morning about it.
All right, sir. I'll do that tonight.
Thank you, Dick.
Yes, sir. One other thing.
Heard any more on Walter?
Sir?
Heard any more on Walter?
I talked to him day before yesterday, and he indicated that his psychiatrist told him that he shouldn't make up his mind on anything until Saturday, which is tomorrow. He said he'd give me a call as of Saturday after he talked to his doctor and let me know how he felt about the matter.
Okay.
You also instructed us so that we swing into action immediately to look for Don Reynolds.
Yeah.
And that has been done. Now, we've located Reynolds' wife in a hospital out in California, and we think that Reynolds is hanging by near there. And we should have an answer on that tonight or tomorrow as to where he is, and can go ahead and serve that subpoena on him. The last thing, sir, is you instructed me to swing into action right away on the new police chief here in Washington, a man by the name of Layton.
Yeah.
We have done that, and we're particularly bearing down on those two allegations of the shoplifting of the daughter, and secondly, the possibilities of his being anti-Negro.
They tell me that the first thing was not shoplifting, they were an error, that it was a hot check his daughter gave.
I see, sir.
And that he did ask that that be nullified.
Yes, sir.
And when they do that when the check's picked up, that is normal. I don't know.
Yes, sir.
The second thing, I just want to I want to be sure that Duncan and the district commissioners interviewed and others see what they have to say about it.
Yes, sir. That'll be done.
Thank you, Deke.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Bye.